Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, Harry Robinson here. If you're into United history, I've got another podcast you might like. After a 2.5 year hiatus, a new episode of United Through Time, the podcast that inspired my recent book, is back with a 1 hour audio documentary on James W. Gibson, United's club president from 1932 until his 1951 death. He brought Matt Busby to United, he helped found the academy, and he helped really define the core values of United. There's also some remarkable similarities to new co-owners to Jim Ratcliffe. If you're interested, just look up United Through Time on the podcast app of your choosing or click in this show description. For now, here's a 5-minute taster to see if it's something you'd like.
This is the story of a visionary businessman who laid the foundations for the modern Manchester United. This is the story of a man who answered United's desperate calls in the Great Depression, who worked with Secretary Walter Crickmer to create the academy, and who played a part in the evolution of the Football Manager by appointing and trusting a fresh-faced Matt Busby after the Second World War. This is the man who rebuilt Manchester United twice. This is James W. Gibson, and this is United Through Time. When Manchester United's long-serving president John Henry Davies died in 1927, there were fears that the club, often playing in front of a small crowd inside the vast Old Trafford Stadium, would decline. They already had since their pre-World War I halcyon days, and those fears came true, exaggerated further still by the 1929 Wall Street crash and subsequent Great Depression. United needed a saviour, a second coming. Welcome James W. Gibson, a clothing magnate and proud Mancunian. Few men have established the global reputation of Manchester United more prolifically than this Salford-born businessman, who had only a vague interest in football before Walter Crickmer arrived at his house in Hale Barnes and asked him to save one of the city's finest institutions. James Gibson would end up saving Manchester United twice. Welcome to episode 8 of United Through Time, the story of James Gibson. United Through Time is the podcast delving into the history of Manchester United with extensive original research, thorough interviews and immersive documentaries. Going in chronological order, the podcast looks at the most influential individuals from Newton Heath to Manchester United in the modern day. I'm your host, Harry Robinson, a Manchester United fan, historian and freelance journalist and author of the upcoming book, The Men Who Made Manchester United, out in September 2023 with Pitch Publishing. My wonderful guests today are Tony Park, author of Sons of United, Jim White, author of Manchester United, the biography, among other works, and Alan Embling, great nephew of James W. Gibson himself.
Don't forget, it is the offshoot of it. How many people around Old Trafford make a living out of being near to Old Trafford? Fish and chip shops, restaurants, pubs, there's people letting space out for car parks and all sorts. People are making money. They would get a living from what James Gibson did. A lot of people Trafford Council gets an income from the people coming backwards and forwards to Old Trafford. The people come from all over the world to Old Trafford. They wouldn't do that if it wasn't for the fact that that club has done so well.
He's right. This is Alan Embling, great-nephew of James Gibson.
You're talking to the only living person who actually knew James Gibson. I'm the only person alive in this living world that actually knew him personally. I'm last man standing. Yes, he was a remarkable man.
Football clubs are institutions and a vital part of the communities in which they exist. When that football club is the size of Manchester United, that only becomes truer. The club employs more than 3,000 matchday staff, as well as all those in permanent positions at Old Trafford, nearby offices, Carrington, The Cliff, London, the Manchester United Foundation, journalists, photographers, cameramen, producers covering the club. All of these people are beneficiaries of the work of James Gibson and the men who made Manchester United. And this is his story. Enjoy. That's it for the teaser of this episode on James W. Gibson from United Through Time. If you want to listen to the full hour-long documentary, head to the United Through Time podcast feed. There'll also be a reaction episode recorded with me and author of 22 United books, Wayne Barton, where we talk about Gibson, the similarities to Ratcliffe and plenty else in an extra half an hour episode that will follow on the United Through Time feed. And if you're more generally interested in James Gibson and United history and you haven't yet heard me talk about my book, it's The Men Who Made Manchester United. It came out last October, and I can get a signed copy to you if you message me on Twitter at HarryRobinson64, or you can find it probably with slightly quicker delivery on Amazon or Waterstones or WH Smith, those kind of places. Anyway, have a great weekend. Enjoy the game. Goodbye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.